This is an executive summary of how to vet an opportunity zone fund sponsor, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you invest in an opportunity zone fund, you are betting heavily on the sponsor, the firm that sources, develops, manages, and ultimately exits the projects. Most OZ funds are development vehicles, and development is execution intensive, so the sponsor's quality is among the largest determinants of whether your investment succeeds. A strong, experienced, disciplined sponsor improves your odds. A weak, inexperienced, or misaligned one can jeopardize the investment regardless of the tax benefits. That makes sponsor due diligence essential before committing capital for a long, illiquid, 10-year hold. This guide walks through how to vet an opportunity zone fund sponsor, assessing development experience, prior fund track record, compliance and reporting discipline, and fee structure and alignment, and the red flags to avoid. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice, and real estate carries risk. The first thing to assess is the sponsor's development experience, because most OZ funds are development vehicles and development is execution intensive. Look at whether the sponsor has genuinely developed real estate before, ground-up construction or substantial rehabilitation, and not just bought stabilized property or run other strategies. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.